You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
John and Gordy in the morning. I'm John Peterson. That's Gordy Young over there. See?
You're right here.
And we have producer Sam.
This is radio. People can't see.
Well, they can if they're watching on YouTube.
Well, they should be watching on their phones as they're driving into work, Bluetoothing into their car radios. I mean, we pushed that for a long period of time. You know, it's either Facebook or X or... Yeah. YouTube. Yes.
Right. Can see what's happening behind the scenes. Not much.
It's really important.
We're just
That's why we got to bring back the puppet show idea. We got to do a puppet show on the radio to give people a reason to watch.
Well, they're locked in a cabinet next to my desk over there, so we want to
go there. We never really did do the puppet show. We had big plans for that.
Well, except we could never really come up with an idea why we were doing it in the first place.
I know, if there were a lot of people watching, it'd be a different story.
Well, maybe it would get people watching.
Well, you think so? Sure. Wow, that's kind of cool. All right.
You get the kids, you get the rest of the family, you know?
No, so that's true, yeah. Get those kids up at 6 in the morning.
To watch the puppet show on YouTube.
Parents kind of, you know, hold off waking the kids up as long as they can. Yeah. Eat breakfast, make the coffee.
That's it.
Can you guys hear there's a fire alarm going off outside? Right. Like it's in a building somewhere right nearby us on State Street.
No, I don't hear
it. In case anybody can hear it through their radio.
No, there's not
a fire by you. It's by us, apparently.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I...
Wouldn't be the first time.
I don't hear
time.
It, no.
Remember the short stack explosion?
Oh, I see.
I see.
What? Maybe we're going to have another experience like that.
There's a flashing light at the upper section of that building.
Oh, yeah.
Second floor. See?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
That might be.
Now, is that a reflection or is that actually inside the building? I can't really tell.
Yeah.
Can you
Maybe
see
they're
that?
Just having a rave. An early, a 6 o'clock in the morning rave. Yeah.
That's it.
There you go. It's a beautiful morning, actually.
No, it's not. It's cloudy and overcast.
No, well, you can see the sunset, or sunrise, rather. I'm sorry. But,
yeah,
you know,
the eraser
clouds are up there.
That's
in the
right.
sky.
I said that the clouds were pink up in the sky, and I brought back up John's nightmare about having erasers in the sky.
God.
Yes.
Well, we should see some of the clouds clearing out later, maybe a little bit of sunshine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to be like today. Is it going to be nice and warm? Is it going to be beautiful? Is it going to be fantastic? Or is it going to be windy and cold?
Well, checking the WMDX thermometer outside our WMDX window, it's 38 WMDX degrees.
43, right, according to the official WMDX Samsung watch of the show.
That's a discrepancy.
43 degrees.
That's
it might be at a different location.
Yeah.
It's way off. Well, don't mince words with me, pal. Okay.
What would the high be?
It would be,
what do you think the high?
69 degrees.
Oh, I think that's off, too. Let's roll the weather roulette wheel and
79% see. Chance of rain.
Yeah? Really? 79%?
That's what it says here.
Yeah, see, I've got a different forecast over here. You sure that's up to date? 65, black 65 is the number for the high today.
Okay,
so
69 here. 65 there.
So, okay. And maybe a shower or two around 8 or 9 o'clock this morning. Yeah, a little rain passing through, but not much.
And whoever loses get tasered, right?
That's right.
Like, yep. According to Doug in St. Francis.
Yeah. Yeah. Phone lines are open for early morning listeners, 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us there. Or you just use the Civic Media app. That's the easy way to go. Download the app. It's free. Free to use.
It is, yes.
Free to get. Yep. Can't lose.
Text us that way. It's the easiest way to text us and get that message across.
You know,
or
we,
just give us a call.
Yeah. And we also have a new email. We haven't really talked about it much. We've gotten a few emails at jag@wmdxradio.com. Wait, I don't have it in front of me. Is that right, Sam?
Looking it's at you like you know. Civicmedia.us like every
That's
other
what
email
I said.
Here.
That's what I meant to say. jag@civicmedia.us.
J-A-G, yes.
John and Gordy. Jag.
Okay. All right.
Just like the TV show.
Well, I'll just roll with that.
You just what?
I'll just roll with that. What about the WMDX website?
What about it?
I mean, is it
WMDXradio.com?
Well? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can get the newsletter there. You can sign up for the newsletter. That's easy to
See,
do.
These are all new things, and I'm just getting acclimated to them.
I know.
I'm just familiarizing myself. That's all I'm doing. That's it. You know, if anybody knows any of the information I'm looking for, great.
Well, we've only been doing this a year and a half, so it's about time you got acclimated to things.
They sprung this on us. All these different websites, all these different emails.
There are many ways to communicate with us.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's good. Yeah.
So I've been doing it. You know, I've been going there. I've been answering people's questions.
Oh, good.
Because we have a kind of an automated thing, which kind of irritates me. I don't know how it irritates our listeners.
What do you mean?
You know, it immediately asks for, you want to subscribe to our newsletter? You know, and I'm thinking, it seems like we're asking them. It appears like you or me or answering their questions by saying, well, we can answer that if you just sign up for our newsletter. Now, I'm not discouraging that. I'm just saying it's not that personal.
Okay. Well, we can answer questions. You know, you want to do the answer man bit? We can do that. You know?
Okay, sure.
Anybody's got a question anything,
sure.
We can take it on.
Yeah, we could definitely.
Happy to give you free advice because that's exactly what it's worth. Let's check the National Day calendar.
Just spitballing here, that's all. You know? No emails yet. No text messages from Catherine yet. So.
Not yet. What is it today? Is it National School Bus Driver Appreciation Day? Stop cheating, John. I know you're looking at my screen.
Okay.
Is it National Jelly Bean Day? Is it National Emergency Medical Services Day?
You think that's helping?
Is it National Earth Day? Which of those days did not belong?
Not. It's.
Did
not.
I say National Girl Scout Leaders Day?
No, you did not say that.
Is it that?
Okay. It is not that.
Well, it is that. So you're wrong. Sam? Sam? Wake up. Sam's really sleepy this morning. He didn't sleep at all last night.
I didn't sleep at all Sunday night, and it doesn't hit you till a day later. I guess I get the buzzer, don't I?
That's true. Yep, you do. All right.
No, it's not National Emergency Medical Services Day.
Oh,
it could be some other day, but it's not today. That's it. But it is School Bus Driver Appreciation Day. Did you ever take the school bus when you were a little boy?
Oh, yeah,
John?
Sure.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, all over the place. Each year, School Bus Driver Appreciation. How about Sam? Did you take a bus to school?
Until I got my license, yeah.
Okay. It falls on the fourth Tuesday of April, the School Bus Driver Appreciation Day. You know, they don't get a lot of appreciation. The kids usually like them, but, you know. Today, we are recognizing all school bus drivers for taking care of our precious cargo during the school year. Whether they're transporting the kids to school, home, activities, or to sporting events, school bus drivers deserve recognition for the job they do. It's not an easy job. You know, taking care of all those kids.
I wouldn't think so, yeah. The emergencies, the fights, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And the bad songs that they sing on their way to school.
That.
Or don't they? I'm not sure if they do that anymore.
No.
They did in our day.
All the kids are on their phones.
Oh, that's
not paying any attention to anything.
Oops.
Is it National Jelly Bean Day? Did I mention that? It is actually National Jelly Bean Day. You would think this would be before Easter, but
Yeah.
Who can resist a handful of sweet jelly beans on National Jelly Bean Day? I, for one, can resist.
I raise my hand for that one, too.
For your teeth. They can't. Ugh.
Gummy.
Plus, they're way too sweet. On April 22nd each year, you really don't have to resist at all. As a celebration, enjoy some jelly beans today. In the 1930s, let's back up. Boston confectioner William Schraft made them popular during the Civil War. He came up with the jelly beans, apparently. Wow.
Could have been a little more nutritious.
Just a little bit. Okay, that's enough about the jelly beans. Nobody cares. National Girl Scout Leaders Day. This is a big day for the Girl Scouts. National Girl Scout Leaders Day. They've been out selling those cookies. I see them at all the grocery stores. And
still selling them, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you like the thin mints? Or you like the peanut butter?
I've always hated the mints. I don't like mint at all.
Okay. National Girl Scout Leaders Day recognizes the thousands of leaders who volunteer their time and share their experiences with youth across the country. Girl Scout volunteer leaders have been positively impacting girls' lives since the beginning of Girl Scouting back in 1912. Man, the Girl Scouts have been around a long time.
Now, I may not remember correctly here, but I always thought the plain sugar cookies were the most popular ones.
They're the original. I don't know if they're the most popular.
Oh, okay.
Still.
All right. There you go. They were the original, yeah. And I think they were the most popular. I haven't seen anything on
those
at all.
You know, what surprises me about Girl Scout cookies is that when Girl Scouts originally started selling cookies, they expected the participants to make the cookies themselves. I don't know if I don't think kids that age. Well, I mean, some of them are older, but they're probably not the best bakers. I don't know if they would have been the best salespeople of cookies that they made on their own.
That is about as bad an idea as naming the Boy Scouts the
Scouting
for
Boys.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Not good. Hey, it's National Earth Day today.
Mm-hmm.
You know who started this? Senator Gaylord Nelson from Wisconsin.
Yes. Yeah. Todd Albaugh is going to be at Gaylord Nelson Park, right? Where is he going to be?
We talked about this like 20 minutes ago, Gordon.
Yeah, he was just on. He was just
is that the park though?
The promo was telling us that.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to be broadcasting there live today. You know, we should stop over there. Why not?
I've never been to that.
Governor
it's just
Nelson.
On the northwest side of Lake Mendota, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah. Really close.
It's right
by.
Off M, I believe.
Mm-hmm. National Earth Day. Whoops. Since its inception back in 1970. Organizers promote events educating the public about a variety of subjects, including climate change, air pollution, water pollution, erosion, recycling, composting, renewable fuels and power, carbon footprints, efficient cars, rainforests, ecosystems. All the things that the Trump administration doesn't give a damn about.
No.
Okay.
I'm surprised Bishop's Bay didn't adopt Governor Nelson Park and just take it over.
Really?
Build condos there. That's
why
about
not?
It.
Yeah. 18 minutes past the hour, 38 degrees. We'll be back with a look at the history book with producer Sam in a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is the blues, isn't it?
Yes.
This is the Blues Brothers.
Yeah. Right.
I still don't like the blues. All right.
What? What's wrong with you?
WMDX.
Curmudgeon.
Well, it's the same, you know. It's the same tune over and over again. Yikes.
Okay.
You know, I've got better things to do with my life than to relive blues. What was I talking? Oh, yes. 92.7. This is John and Gordy in the morning. And we do have Catherine's up now. She's found her phone, which you probably couldn't find earlier, and told us that the sugar cookie, which is actually a shortbread cookie, which are even better than sugar cookies, trefoils, I'm not sure how to say that. It's the official Girl Scout cookie, delicate-tasting shortbread cookies, with unique clover-like design embossed on top. They are the iconic symbol of the Girl Scout movement. Hmm. So there
good
you
to
go.
Know.
Yes.
All right. So buy some trefoils today.
Yes.
Yes. I've never heard that word. How is that? Have you heard of that word?
I don't know. Is it an alien plant from another
Another planet?
Another planet.
Maybe.
See, oh, that's Triffids. The day of the Triffids.
Tribbles.
Where does that come Troubles? From?
Day of the Triffids is a British horror movie about plants that take over the Earth.
Oh, okay.
You really watch the weirdest movies, John.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot to watch back then.
Very strange.
So, okay. But, oh, you were mentioning the...
Trouble with Tribbles.
Tribbles, yeah.
Yeah, from Star Trek.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
That was a fun episode, yeah. It's 23 minutes past the hour and cloudy, maybe a sprinkle or two this morning.
Surprised there wasn't a Muppet in
it. You know, Star Trek?
Throw a Muppet in with the Tribbles and, you know, just surprise somebody.
That would have been great.
That could have been the origination.
Wouldn't
have been fun?
Oh, man.
I'm looking up pictures of this Trouble with Tribbles episode right now.
Oh, you've never seen that one?
I've never seen any of the original Star Trek series.
Oh, God.
Just pictures of this look absolutely insane. What are these things? They
multiply.
They invade the Starship Enterprise, and they keep multiplying.
Like rabbits.
Yes. And they show up everywhere.
What happens? How do they get out?
Well, you'd have to watch the episode.
Man. We can't give that away. You know.
Didn't they just gather them all up and put them in the teleporter? They could just zap them to the other planets. Just microwaved them over the universe.
Of course,
they never
went back to that planet.
Something like
it's a big fuzzy planet.
It was a very funny episode. They didn't do humor a lot on Star Trek, but that one was really quite funny.
It's like buying your kid too many dolls.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get to the history book. Why don't you open it up there, Sam?
Oh,
I know you're very sleepy.
Dusty.
Come on. You can do it. Yeah, there you go. Oh, would you like a lozenge? Okay.
You know, I actually would. I've got a sore throat this morning from being so tired.
Why couldn't you sleep last night?
It's not that I couldn't sleep. I slept all right last night. I didn't even go to bed that late. I just, I was really busy yesterday, and then I forgot to take a nap and drink water and eat food until, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So that's probably part of my problem, but.
Is this, a problem for Gen Zs? I'm not sure. You know, maybe something we can talk to the Gen Z generation about. You know?
What do you mean? You're telling me that when you were 20-something, you didn't do the same sort of thing?
I guess I did.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a night person. You know, I'd stay up all night.
Night owl.
Well, you can't be a night person now. You're doing the show. Got to get up.
I know. I know. It conflicts with my normal lifestyle.
That's what we're pushing to do the afternoon. This is your normal lifestyle now, isn't it? You've been doing it for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what's in the history
today
book?
In history? Well, we played the Blues Brothers coming in.
Yep.
Today in 1978, the Blues Brothers appeared on SNL for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were kind of a warm-up during the early days.
Oh,
They warmed up the audience and they thought, hey, let's actually do this. Yeah.
Yeah, their dancing performance is crazy
it
stuff.
It was funny stuff, yeah.
But I prefer the Bees. You know, I wish they had the...
the
Bee Band that they did.
Right. Yeah.
And I guess that was something that
they hated.
They hated to do? I don't know why they came up. That's like
the
very first episode.
Yeah, the costumes. They didn't like them. Okay, anything else happened on this date?
Or 1915. What? Nothing else happened.
Just trying to push forward. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You don't care at all about this, do you, Gordon?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, okay then.
He's been on the fence for at least a year and a half.
Well, when people think about World War I, one of the big things, the scary things from that war was poison gas. Chlorine gas was used for the first time on this day in World War I, 1915.
Chemical warfare.
Ooh, yeah. They used mustard gas, too.
Yes, they did. Not fun stuff.
No.
Some stuff that is fun, we mentioned Earth Day before. Mm-hmm. Today, 1970, we celebrated the first Earth Day. I asked Gordy if Earth Day has always been on April 22nd, because he's been around for all of them. He said he couldn't remember. John, do you remember?
No.
Ah.
Well. It wasn't a big deal for him.
Not even the first one was a big deal?
No.
Really?
No.
I see how much you care about the Earth.
Oh, well.
I cared, but I wasn't very active politically.
Sure, yeah.
So...
I think on the first Earth Day, that was the day they had a lot of walks around the Chicagoland area. Yeah. And I walked 30 miles because they had pledges for 30
miles.
You
were serious, but you were really into the politics.
Yeah. My friend Mike Arvold and I walked 30 miles together. And the really stupid thing that we did, I told this story last year, I remember, is we decided, hey, we'll do this the right way. We'll run the first 5 miles and then walk and then it'll be the last 25 will be easy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was really stupid.
Yeah, right.
That was.
That was the dumbest thing ever. But we did make it 30 miles. It took all day.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Yeah. They had rest stops along the way.
Typical thing a guy would think.
Yes, I know. That was a long time ago. You all right, Sam?
Yeah. Okay. Well, at the start of the segment, when I do the cough, it actually makes me cough for real afterward. Anyway.
Well, I know the Heimlich maneuver, so
thank you. Glad to know you got my back. We got some birthdays today.
Oh, good.
It's Vladimir Lenin's birthday. Love that guy.
Yeah. He wrote some great songs.
Yeah. J. Robert Oppenheimer and Jack Nicholson also have birthdays today.
Jack. Yeah. Jack Nicholson, boy. Born in 1937.
He's great.
Getting up there.
Great movies. Chinatown.
Man. Oh, man.
And, of course, you know, he was a great Joker.
Oh, yeah.
In the first Batman movie. Yeah, that's good
stuff. You know, he made like $50 million doing that movie. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. 6:29, when we come back, it's time for Idiocracy. A little bit later on in our 7 o'clock hour, attorney Jim Santel will get us caught up on all the legal stuff. Back with more in just a few minutes.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Weapons grade.
Yes. 6:35, 38 degrees, highs today in the mid-60s, maybe a couple of sprinkles or showers. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since 1958, since they started the business, they're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side, or go to verlo.com for more information. We were talking about the word trefoil, John. Remember that?
Yes.
Cookies?
We're not sure exactly. Before we get into Idiocracy, let's find out how to say the Girl Scout cookie trefoil.
That's
trefoil.
Trefoil. How do we do it? How can we find out the correct pronunciation? Yes. If only there was a way.
There's a guy on YouTube who has pronounced just about every word that exists.
Yes.
He's here to tell us how to say it.
Julian.
How do you say it? Trefoil. Trefoil. Pretty straightforward once you know. Trefoil. Trefoil.
Trefoil. Trefoil.
Trefoil. Accents on the second.
Trefoil.
Trefoil.
Okay. Now we know the rest of the story.
Well, it's Julian. He usually gives a nice little promotion for himself somehow.
We cut that part out.
What? I always look forward to that. Always I have ever would figured out. All you have to do is give.
He's very breathy.
Make fun of the French? What are you doing?
Right? You know, hey, they can take that Statue of Liberty right back from us any day now. We'll see that being shipped out.
at least the idea, you know, they did take that back.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't like the sentiment that the U.S. is now trampling all over.
Yeah.
All right. This is a story that I did. I have it dated April 18th. Okay.
Okay.
But, you know, it's been bothering me, and I've got to get this off my chest
we hate to see you verklempt like this and, you know, walking around with your head hanging low.
There's, You know,
what is it?
When I talk to my mega friend in Milwaukee, it bothers me. When we hear CJ, it bothers me. In fact, no one's heard from CJ. I mean, he might have died or been sent to El Salvador. Either way. But we really haven't heard from him. But I always think of these guys. They're not getting it. They're not understanding what's going on out there.
Right.
And this can happen to you. And now it's happening to the employees of the federal government. But it is that Elon has put in surveillance in most every one of the departments that he has taken over and people in. Yes.
Oh, that's a new thing.
Yeah. Well, this is the AI takeover. Elon Musk is reportedly using artificial intelligence to surveil federal employees' communications.
Hmm.
For signs of hostility toward President Trump.
Okay.
Now, this was done it was revealed after a judge ruled that Doge is allowed to access Americans' sensitive personal data.
Oh,
and my head exploded just thinking about that. That's like right? me. You know, I work for the Census, the Commerce Department, the federal government, and my boss... Oddly,
yeah,
is Howard Lutnick.
Lutnick, get in here.
Howard Lutnick.
What a great name.
He's my boss.
Yeah, he is your boss.
And I know, I don't know if I'm ever going to live that down, but here it is. Now, they're looking, you know, at people's communications, right?
Oh, boy.
And they're using artificial intelligence for that. And I'm thinking,
are you worried?
No, I'm not that worried. Doing census is not that much fun, but it's a job, you know?
Yeah.
And I like doing it.
Right.
But here's the thing. They're probably now figuring out, well, what is John Facebooking?
Yeah.
What is John posting at democurmudgeon.blogspot.com? What is John talking about on his radio show? Oh, my God. They're going to surveil me here, and they're going to know that I'm not a big fan of the golden pile of crap that's inhabiting the White House.
Well, if they weren't surveilling you before, they are now.
So that's why
on the radar.
So that's why that bothers me an awful lot.
I see.
That there's surveillance going on.
Okay.
This is going to happen nationwide. Everybody's communications will be surveilled because they have the billionaires on their side now. You got to imagine that's what they talked about behind closed doors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meta and everybody else that's trying to jump on board here.
Yep. That's it.
Guess it's time to start an underground newspaper or invent a coded language or something.
Well, you've got the mimeograph machine, so that's a start.
I mean, Elon obviously is surveilling everything we post on X.
Sure.
And I haven't been real kind to Elon when I post stuff against him.
Hmm.
And by the way, these are personal. He posts something, I react to it.
Hmm.
I am communicating directly to Elon, I think.
Well, you could be targeted. Who knows?
That's what I'm thinking.
Be careful.
That's what I'm thinking.
Better, you know. Does that make you want to change what you your deal? What you talk about, or
yes, I'm going to start censoring myself. That'll happen.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
You know, I was watching CNN up here, and they showed Byron Donalds, you know, Representative Byron Donalds. He's nuts. You know, he's a true mega. He's a real loser, and he loves Trump. My guy, this guy kisses ass.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, he did a town hall. And the people at the town hall were shouting at him and getting angry at him.
Right? It happens.
And, you know, I realized as I was watching it, I was thinking, you know, these guys, they don't take any of the complaints seriously.
No.
They dig in, right? I mean, they don't care.
Yeah. No, they don't.
They think they're right, and these people showing up are paid actors to be in the crowd. God, how desperate do you have to be to say they're paid?
Where do
people?
I sign up to get paid for doing this stuff?
I know. What
it just rolls off their back. They don't think anything of it.
Yeah,
they just think, oh, they're a bunch of crazies and right, paid actors.
Yeah, yeah. And he was sitting there, standing there, mm-hmm. Telling him how great Trump and his plan is,
mm-hmm.
And these people were complaining that the, you know, Wall Street is collapsing.
Yes.
It's not so great for them.
Right. Dropped 1,000 points yesterday.
The worst April since the Depression.
Right.
So there you go.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what's happening. Okay. Now, here's another one. The government money that's blocked.
Right.
For Harvard. What is it? What is the money? And a lot of people have been talking about this, and I just wanted to focus in on that. The federal government doesn't give money to Harvard, to buy library books or sophomores' tuition or anything like that. The U.S. government is buying services from Harvard, scientific and medical research to develop drugs and whatever else they're researching. These aren't woke donations. They are contracts, proposed, reviewed, awarded, and the metrics are all there for them to spend this money correctly on the things they need. And the reason they go to the universities is because it doesn't cost as much as going to a private company.
Mm-hmm.
And the private companies don't want to spend all that money and find out whatever it is they're doing doesn't work.
Right.
So they're leaving it up to the universities for all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Harvard is a government contractor in that sense, lab by lab, scientist by scientist, just the way any other company is a contractor. That's true of Columbia's $400 million that are frozen in contracts and all the rest. R1 research universities do crucial research. The federal government can't do itself, but that we as a nation have decided we need done. It's mission-driven, pioneering, and essential.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what
the
national money is all about.
The National Institute of Health can't do all that. I mean, they can coordinate some of it, I'm sure, but
yes.
the CDC.
But they do research, and they actually, organize all the university research projects.
Right.
And then they run it through them, and then they decide near the end to dole out that drug or that research to a mm-hmm. private company who will kind of fine-tune it and market it.
Right.
That's the whole reason we send it to the to Big Pharma in most cases.
Well, we might need some of that research if the bird flu gets out of hand or, the pandemic,
I was going to bring something in for the bird flu. This a person was giving a speech on that, and she was talking about how devastating that one disease can be, because it is obviously traveling from one animal to the next.
It
keeps spreading to different animals.
Yes.
We're animals. It could spread to us. And they say that it's many times worse than COVID, and it'll be even more difficult to stop.
Yeah. Well, Bobby Kennedy Jr. is on top of it all.
Well,
I'm sure, that should give you some pause and some...
And Dr. Oz is also...
Dr. Oz is in the mix.
He's in the mix.
So just rest easy. They got it under control.
All right, let's get to my Dr. Oz story then.
Dr. Oz.
I actually have a story in this.
Bobby Kennedy Jr.
He actually controls Medicaid and Medicare services now.
Oh, good.
And he's offered up some real, really good advice.
Really?
This is cut 211.
Okay.
And it's simple. It's a simple formula. All you have to do is just follow his simple formula.
Okay.
And so let's listen to it.
Okay.
And it is your patriotic duty, I'll say it again, the patriotic duty of all Americans to take care of themselves, because it's important for serving in the military, but it's also important because healthy people don't consume healthcare resources. The best way to reduce drug spending is to use less drugs because you don't need them because you're healthy. And it feels a lot better as well.
So just be healthy.
Be healthy, Dr. Oz.
Wow.
That's great advice from him.
Had we known, we've been getting sick because we thought we might enjoy it. I don't know.
Sam, do you have something to offer on that?
He's partially right.
Yeah.
No.
Well, what? What do you mean?
If you get sick, you can't help that, obviously. But like, if you're talking about smoking or something like that, you can make a choice not to do that, and eventually down the line, burden the healthcare system.
Sure.
But most of what Dr. Oz says is wild, wacky stuff. This, in depending upon the context, may or may not be.
You know, you brought up smoking, and it's kind of interesting. You know, the government sanctions it. They allow it. So it's not right. Like it's, you know, up to people to stop smoking. The government says smoke, and there are people out there that said, oh, okay, I'll smoke. That's the way it was for many decades.
Years, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little
well, they put those,
now.
So they put now those warnings on
now
the...
they're blaming the people that are smoking.
Well, they put those warnings on the packs of cigarettes, and, you know, so that should be enough. That's the government's part of, you know, advising you. Yeah. This could be damaging to your health. It could cause death.
All right, I got another one here. This is really short. Okay, we got time for this. It's cut 212. Get that one up.
Okay.
This is Trump lying about the low price of eggs. And then he takes that back. Oh, let's listen to this.
And the egg prices are down 87%. But nobody talks about that. You can have all the eggs you want.
What?
We have too many eggs. In fact, if anything, the prices are getting too low. So I just want to let you know, prices are down.
Prices are down.
Okay.
They're too... You know what? Maybe they're too... You know,
they're too low
when
now.
When he runs his mouth like that, it's like
just making stuff up.
Deep thoughts, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the prices are too low now.
Yeah.
Aren't they? Aren't they too low? Well, what does that mean, Donald?
Yeah.
What should we do now that the prices are too low?
Oh, boy.
God, he's just what a mess.
Out of control.
What a mess.
6:48 coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll be talking to Jim Santel, attorney at law, and get a weather update from Brittany Merlot. Right now, we're at 39 degrees, highs in the mid-60s today. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
It's Earth Day.
What a wonderful world.
Nice.
Louis Armstrong.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
6:52. The rain has started up again.
Mm-hmm.
Got some showers downtown on State Street here. And the street sweeper just went through and hung it up for the day. Going back to the garage, I think.
Because he didn't anticipate that it would rain.
Should have listened to our forecast. Okay.
Because we're usually right.
Right.
Right as rain.
What you did there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm working on this stuff, you know?
All right.
I'm constantly working on it.
Hey, if you'd like to sign up for the WMDX newsletter, comes out every Thursday, right to your email.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that by going to WMDXradio.com. Just sign up and you'll get it every week. Find out what's going on around here.
Now, we were talking about Doge.
Yeah.
And how Elon is now surveilling government employees.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those government employees.
Yeah, you're...
They're working hard on my case.
Hey. Be careful, my friend.
Well, you know, so anyway, now we have Russia tapping into our information.
Oh, darn. Right? Really?
They're tapping into the National Labor Relations Board. And that is thanks to Doge for making this all possible. The whistleblower attorney revealed shocking allegations regarding a Doge security breach at the National Labor Relations Board during an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper.
Oh, boy.
All right, and this happened a little while back last week. Let's listen to Cut 167. This is Jake Tapper talking to the whistleblower, saying that Russia is tapping into the National Labor Relations Board.
We reached out to the White House about your claims, which obviously were made public when you came forward and went to Congress. You got this statement, quote, "It is months old news that President Trump signed an executive order to hire DOGE employees at agencies and coordinate data sharing. Their highly qualified team has been extremely public and transparent in its efforts to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse across the executive branch, including the National Labor Relations Board," unquote. What's your response to that?
So I believe that if that was true, we would have access to the code that they're running. We would be able to see these things that they're hiding. I don't believe that there's transparency, and that's all I'm asking for here.
And Andrew, give us the view, the 30,000-foot view here, because obviously this data could be beneficial to others, either corporations or even a foreign actor with malign intention. How do you know that?
So we know that because the information that the National Labor Relations Board looks at are basically corporate documents and things that involve unions. So there's a lot of sensitive corporate information that is included within this, which, yes, could, you know, be of interest to Elon Musk, but at the same time, they're of interest to our foreign adversaries.
Here it comes.
I'd like to step back for a moment and talk about what the larger implication is here.
This is bad.
So
here we go.
This is happening at the NLRB, at the National Labor Relations Board. Right. But Dan is brave enough to come forward, and there are others within the government that I've talked to and that we've talked to who have seen something identical as this.
Yep.
There are two data points that I want to point out that should put give everybody pause.
Yes.
The first thing, what Dan witnessed, was that within 15 minutes of DOGE employees creating user accounts, i.e. usernames and passwords, within 15 minutes of those accounts being created, somebody or something from Russia tried to log in with the right username and right passwords. That is to say, the right credentials. And that happened over 20 times. The second data point, which is really critical, is that DOGE has also been using Starlink as a means to exfiltrate data. What that means is that from our understanding that Russia has a direct pipeline of information through Starlink, which means that anything going through Starlink is going to Russia. We also know that this is not unique to the NLRB. This is happening government-wide.
Yes.
And then the other thing that I wanted to flag for everybody is that right now, that, and I don't want to say that this is intentional, it could be, very well have been a mistake, is that critical infrastructure databases in many government agencies, as we understand it, have been exposed to the open internet, which includes critical databases at the Department of Energy, which includes a lot of our nuclear regulatory agency material. So right now, the real concern is that this is not unlike Chernobyl, and all of the control panels lighting up after the meltdown. This is serious, and I just want to commend Dan for coming forward to bring this to everybody's attention, because this really is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little scary.
Yeah, that is real scary. If that's just the tip of the iceberg, wow.
So Starlink is all hooked up. And they've got all of our information.
And the tampering
basically.
By DOGE in each one of these agencies opened that information, personal information, up to the internet.
Perfect.
And as soon as they came up with their words, passwords, and logins, somebody already got them in Russia and tapped in and tried to take this information.
That's great.
I my head explodes.
I don't know.
We don't have a government to back up any of this anymore.
Putin going to land on the White House lawn in a helicopter and just walk in and take over the Oval
That's
Office?
Right. I got too much information on you, Trump. Sorry, man.
Take a walk.
DOGE not only accessed data from his agency, but also took a substantial amount of sensitive data with them.
Oh, boy.
They actually took information from each government agency, according to a disclosure shared by Congress, around 10 gigabits of data are gone, the equivalent of a full stack of encyclopedias worth if someone printed these files into documents. So there you go.
Okay. That's just breathtaking.
You know what? Maybe they will print them, give them to Russia.
Sure. Why not?
All right.
Okay. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, Jim Santel, attorney at law, will join us. We've got a weather update from Brittany Merlot. Stay with us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
The John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.